Christina.
Hi, Bob in the Black Boots here.
And we are driving home from Zooey's to Bob's house. And we had a really good day today.
Yes, we did. I'm going to turn on a little bit of AC so that we're not so hot. It started out that we were going to go to Coos with my mother, my mother's boyfriend, and my mother's boyfriend's brother. But that didn't work out because Coos was closed for remodeling. We then went to this Chinese restaurant that's in my neighborhood called Peking Dynasty. It's very, very good.
But they gave us gift certificates at Coos for when we come back. So
yeah,
we get a free lunch.
Yeah, that's true. But still, Peking Dynasty was very good.
Yeah, it was.
And we did that. And then we went up to this place so I could buy my dad a Father's Day gift.
And I ended up buying my dad a hat.
Yeah.
Father's Day.
And I bought my dad a polo shirt for Father's Day because that's what he wanted. He wants an OSU polo shirt.
My dad really wanted money, but whatever. He is a goofy man. And
we went to the library. We went to the music store after that, and there wasn't anything to buy.
No.
I looked through a whole bunch of stuff, and I couldn't find anything I was looking for. Like, they didn't even have the new Faith No More album.
We didn't even see any of the workers that we knew either.
Yeah, I know, right? And they didn't even have industrial or goth that I don't have, which is weird. But after that, we went to the library, and it dropped off. We didn't drop off any books. Picked up another book. And then we went to Zooey's, and we've probably been there. We were probably there for like 3.5 hours, just having a good time, playing songs, and having a couple of drinks.
It was fun.
It was.
And we saw Debbie at Zooey's, for those who listened to the Boo About Eldos. And she was there with her daughter, who's the other owner of Eldos, and I was like waiting for the showdown to happen. But Debbie was actually like, hey, I said something to you last week and you took it wrong. And I said, yes, I did. And she like genuinely felt bad about what she had said. And I said, you know, life's too short. Whatever, I'll forgive you. Like, she was the one that brought it up. Like, I wasn't gonna say anything, so. I hugged her, I said, whatever, you said what you did, I took it wrong, I'm sorry, just don't say anything like that again.
Yeah.
So that was cool that we cleared the air. So now I'm not gonna boycott Eldos.
Yeah, and also your neighbor was there that we were both kind of iffy about, but she was really nice, and it was her birthday today, and we all hung out. And we made friends with her, so it was a really, really good day. And now we're on our way back to my house to feed a dog. And they have this pizza, this promotional pizza at Pizza Hut that's got mini Franks rolled up. It rolled up in the crust.
Hot dogs.
It's okay, this is a...
Oh, yeah, and my friend Gwenlian commented, and she actually said it's Frankfurters, not Frankenfurters.
Well, I like
her. She said Frankenfurters was a character in Rocky Horror or something.
Well, Dr. Frankenfurter, but that's Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I'm just saying.
But this is kind of a silly... This is kind of a silly mock argument we have about... What is the tube of meat that you put into a bun called? Is it called a hot dog or is it called a frank?
It's a hot dog.
And the thing is, it's called a frankenfurter, and then when you put the frankenfurter in the bun, that makes it a hot dog.
See, she said it was frankfurter.
Whatever.
That's cool.
I still
say hot dog.
So basically, you put the frankfurter in the bun, that's a hot dog. You put chili on the hot dog, that makes a coney or chili dog. Or if you put the beans on the hot dog, that makes you a beanie weenie.
Your mom should make the hot dogs for your birthday.
The Franks?
Hot dogs.
And the Franks in the coney sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know though. Mark, I don't know what we're gonna do about that.
Well, anyway, But yeah, there's this pizza they've got at Pizza Hut that's got the Franks wrapped up into the crust. So we're going to... Franks, and we're going to try that.
Yes.
So... And we're going to get pepperoni and mushroom on them as well. So... And probably extra cheese, because that's the kind of person I am.
Yeah, we had a really fun day, though. We're just
going to... Yeah.
Ignore the world until tomorrow. We were going to play poker, but... I think we drank too much for that.
Yeah, a little bit. We were probably at Zooey's a little bit too long.
It was fun, though, because you can talk at Zooey's and not yell. And
yeah, it's nice. And you can play any kind of music you want, and they'll just like it. So I played, like, everything from 1950s country to, like, 2012 rap music. It was funny.
I'm halfway tempted to go to Zooey's and karaoke so you can run that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we don't do a whole lot on Friday night, so we could.
The bartender
that works there, who has met me before, but I don't remember, seems to be pretty nice.
I'm getting a hiccups. Sorry.
How much time do we have left?
It's about 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
Oh, wow. Thought it was shorter than that. So, yeah, we're having fun. We're going to have dinner with our friend tomorrow night. And our friend likes to speed read on his texts. And I like to pick on him about, hey, I said tomorrow. Because he sometimes listens to audio. And I was like, yeah. See what speed reading does. So. It was a good time. Drink loads of water and Mountain Dew and probably be up all night, which means I'll be able to read my book some. I gotta mention a book in at least every boo.
Yep. I finished my Indiana Jones book, which was good. I'm not sure what I'm gonna read from here.
Distant Dreams?
Well, I've been reading that.
Yay.
But I'm also reading The Tempest by Shakespeare. And I need something modern.
I need to get Shakespeare in audio because we didn't do Shakespeare in high school.
Really? Yeah. Huh. We did Shakespeare in sixth grade.
Well.
I know.
Your English teachers weren't harping on, hey, I'm going to try to put the Bible into English classes like mine did.
Yeah.
Which was kind of a shame.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to offend those that are more religious than I.
Because
I'm reading the Bible for pleasure, and I'm on Leviticus chapter 14. And it was talking about the foods that we are and aren't allowed to eat. And it says we're allowed to eat foods with scales and fins. But we are not allowed to eat foods that have four legs.
Four legs, cloven hooves, and chew their cud.
Because then we will be unclean. And I'm...
Right.
Being a little bit silly, but not really, so I don't want to offend anyone.
Right, it was fine. You were reading Leviticus when I came to bed last night, and it was on chapter 13 about what are the steps to say whether somebody's clean or unclean when they've contracted leprosy, and just how anal they got with it was just kind of funny.
It's very repetitive.
Yeah. It's almost like they wrote it down in case you needed, like, a handbook to say, you got this spot. Okay, let's see what Moses said about...
Keep you in an area for 7 days.
What, yeah.
If it's not gone.
What to look for and what to do.
Yeah.
So. But still, it's worthwhile information, and it's nice to know where it is, but I don't think they ever make you memorize it. So,
some people like New International and some like King James, but I really think I like English Standard.
Yeah. All right, so we got about 40 seconds left, so I think for me, I'm going to go ahead and say arrivederci at this point, because we're on the 70, which could get kind of stupid at this time of day.
And we might do a boo with the trying of
Stay
tuned.
Oh yeah, we probably will. So stay tuned to this channel for further developments.
Yeah.